WWE. Do you hear it at home?
Well, this morning, no. talked to a real nice gentleman on here earlier, Don, PFI. And, we went down to Publix and got some spicy chicken wings. And then over to Wally World to pick up my prescription, which still hasn't been called in. So I guess I get to make another trip for that later today, probably, Steve. What else we go for? Got gasoline. And it doesn't matter to me because I don't use that much gas. But we went and got gas in the Avalon. $1.69 in Taylor's. But it's going to go up, Steve, with that hurricane hitting.
To double over. They'll get a little storm down there. They'll say, oh, the refineries are out. We'll be for 3 months. Gasoline will go to $3.50 a gallon or more.
No, but I can tell you this much. It's expected to go Category 4 and then back to 3 before it hits. And if it hits as a Category 4, that might hold to be true.
Still at a 2?
No, sir. It's expected to be a 4 a couple of hours ago when I left home and this morning. And that was early. And then they said they thought it might go back to a 3 before it hit land, but either one is over 100 mile an hour winds.
Could do some damage. But after Katrina, they were supposed to have hardened those refineries, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Mother Nature's got the upper hand always, it seems like. It's just the way it is. But, Steve, you said you had a, what, a 2500 heavy duty? Is that what your truck is?
Dodge 2500 HD diesel.
Man, I went to the dump this morning, and I backed in, and one of those pulled in beside of me. Holy Toledo. I'm telling you, I asked the guy, I said, why don't you buy a big one? He laughed. He says, well, I got 500 acres, Tom, and live up by Bourbon Creek. You have to tell me where that's at. I don't know. Real nice guy. So we went over to the recycle, to recycle our stuff, and he drove by and stopped and had a couple of boxes he wanted to put in there. He said, say, how do you like that Tacoma? And I said, well, it's fine. I said, we've had 4 Avalons in our life and 1 Tacoma. And he says, my wife, he says, she drives a little Jeep. And I said, well, before you go any further, I said, Jeeps break. I was trying to tell K4SV that the other day, but at any rate, everybody likes different things, and that's fine. But he says, brakes? He says, I just put $2,000 more in it this week, and he says, there's just no end to it. He says, that's all it has been. But boy, that truck that he's got, now that's fine equipment.
Hey, beast, buddy, let me tell you what, but it rides pretty good. It really does ride pretty good for that big a truck. Now, I tell you what, I can go on my 8 acres, I can ride down to East Coast Supply, and I can pick up a ton, that's 2,000 pounds, of fertilizer to put out on my pastures, and I can put it into bed, and that thing doesn't even break a sweat.
Oh, I'm certain of that, just looking at it. And this old boy said I needed a bigger one. shoot. Well, he sure was a nice guy anyways. But, yeah, my neighbor's got one, and he took me bass fishing last year, and we went in that. It rode pretty darn good. It's just you need a ladder to get up in it. And it does good on the gas mileage, although I give him some bucks for gas because he was taking me bass fishing, you know. So I give him a couple of $20 bills, and that kind of covered it. But it costs money to do those things.
It does. And I'll tell you what, if I set mine up at 70 miles an hour, 70 set the cruise control, leave it alone, go into Columbia. I am getting 21.5 miles per gallon.
Oh, I believe it. Ariel's got one. I can't remember what model it is. Now, he put a new air kit on it that, oh, it's a famous brand. I can't remember the name of it, Steve. But he did that and a couple other things to it, and it does real good.
Mine certainly has the horsepower. I mean, it's got the muscle. Well, so, I'm headed back to the house. I done rounded up all my junk and done my errands, and I'm eating two hot dogs while I'm going home.
You're as bad as we are. I ate three wings on the way home, two of the big ones, I guess it was one, and then one of the winglets, I call them. Well, that always burned me. Up in Kansas, when you ordered the wing, you got a wing. And down here, you order a wing, and they'll give you one of those. Looks like a leg, you know, or one of the wing parts, and charge you for each one. That just burns me.
It's all over now, Tom.
Well, they didn't ask me about it, and that ticks me off.
What about some of these new taxes they're talking about?
You wait till Joe and the... never mind. He gets in office. It rhymes. Then your taxes are going to go up. You got to pay your past tenants for whatever's happened in the past.
Right.
I'd get a bad case of clothes pores if that happens, but God help us, we hope not. Anyways, Mr. Steve, we have arrived home. Be a good day to come get that wood. But, I looked at Bernie's wife. Oh, I'm a mow grass, though. But, he doesn't expect me to help load that wood. Anyways, it looks beautiful out here. It's horrid, Steve. You don't want to get anything outside today if you don't have to. It was 90 there at Walmart's in the parking lot.
It was 92 degrees over here on Burr Smith Parkway. And I'll tell you, Tom, when it comes to that wood, that's what son-in-laws are for.
You got that right. Mine are always busy, it seems like. Fortunately, we don't have to do things like that much anymore. But there's no rush on that. Oh, gracious me. The thing that gets us is, like, we went out to work outside yesterday some with the chickens in the yard and the garden. And the air quality here lately, I think the dew point was like 84 degrees yesterday. And with heart failure, where my heart is not working, weak heart muscle, I walked up the driveway next door to treat some fire ants for them, keep them from coming over on our place. And, Steve, I had to stop and take a nitroglycerin at the top of the driveway, which is probably, 30 yards long. Of course, I got to walk up the hill in the backyard too first. But I had to take a nitro just to get back to the house. The air quality just sucks lately.
Humidity just makes the air so thick, it just almost like you can chew it.
Saturday, I think it is, they said the winds could be up to 32 miles an hour. That storm is supposed to pass to the north of us now. The predicted European model, which has been the most reliable. But we're supposed to get some real brisk winds this weekend, so maybe that'll freshen it up. Gotta go, Steve. We're sitting here in the driveway in the carport and get inside, and then I do gotta go outside. 73, Can 4 VWA, N0TR.
Before you go, Tom, how aggressive of winds are we talking about?
Well, I don't know what that noise is, intermod or something. I think they said up to 32 miles an hour, Steve.
Okay, well, my tire will be okay with that. That's not bad. I have had up to 45 before, so I'm fine. All right, listen, you go get in the cool, baby, and I'll talk to you later. N0TR, KN4, BWA, clear.
Well, the way you built that thing, Steve, I think it'd take a D9 dozer to get it up, so I wouldn't be too concerned about it. See you later. N0TR, clear.
Washers and bolts.
Oh, okay. Well, that's me. A little bit back asswards.
That's okay. How you doing, Steve?
I'm hot dogs. I'm going to eat me a Kit Kat while I'm running down the road here towards the house, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to find me some hair conditioning, and I'm going to sit back and soak it up.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do. It's getting a little warm out here. I'm in the middle of Clemson lunch hour traffic down here. Nothing's moving.
College Avenue, College Boulevard.
I just went past 133. I'm on 123.
You know, it seems like they could figure out how to alleviate a little bit of pressure off of that choke point.
Anyways, I don't know why. I guess it's just lunch hour, but I bet it most of the time it's Chick-fil-A backed up out into the road up here.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. You ought to go through there at 5:30.
Same result, I wouldn't doubt.
Up to that point, I've come through there at 5:30, quarter of 6, and it was backed up all the way to the lake.
I don't usually come this late. Usually I go first thing in the morning, but I had to run up the mountain this morning and do some stuff. And I wanted to eat lunch before I got all the way over here, so I'm a little later than usual. I did not plan on hitting all this.
You know, it's just always something traveling around this part of the country these days.
You know, at Chick-fil-A, everybody backs out into the road to circle around the building four times.
Can they show them how to run a register faster?
I don't know. I think they do a pretty good job. They just need a larger buffer area off the road, I guess.
Had a contact try to come in there. Did you hear it?
I could hear something, but I couldn't make out what it was. Station calling, go ahead.
Bleed over or something. Like I told you before, I used to drive 65,000 miles a year. And I used to have to put up with that junk all the time. And I'm so glad I don't have to do it no more.
Yeah, that is an advantage of being retired, I reckon. Maybe one of these days. It's grown up a lot over here. Used to not be anything hardly on the other side of the lake, or actually Seneca River. I just crossed over the Seneca River. They're still building all kinds of stuff over here, apartments and hotels and all kinds of stuff. Like Intermod, maybe.
Yeah, I think that may be what that is.
Are you on this rig, for some reason, in the summertime, I think there's something on the vehicle that generates a little signal. I hear it about all the time. I just want to monitor 6-1 when it gets this hot. A lot of times it causes a little signal in the truck that only I can hear, but when it's cold, it doesn't do it. I don't know if it's something in here and in my van or if it's in the radio. Probably the van, I would guess. Wrong place.
We're losing a repeater. Are you kind of hearing kind of a little
a very weak carrier in there, but I think it's coming from my van, though.
W2T Mobile.
Brit.
You know what now, Steve? I just turned the radio on us a minute or two ago.
With a repeater and stopped transmitting. Do you hear just a little echo tone that goes away?
Pay attention and listen for it right now when I let up. not hearing that so much as it like the other fellow said, it sounds a little bit like a carrier, a little bit of a carrier, and all, not sure. But not sure what it is, and of course you got some idiots out there that like to play games, which is also the wrong thing to be doing on the radio. But you know, it's what it is, and all. So go ahead, Steve, and I'll let you pass it over to the other fellow. I don't know who it is.
Right in there that time we had that intermod going on.
U2TW4NWB. I hear two different things going on. I hear a carrier when the repeater actually drops, and just intermod every once in a while. It sounds like intermod anyway, actually into the repeater, over.
It almost looks like the
on top of that, you never know, and everything with what's going on. So I don't try to second guess anything. It all that does is make me upset and trying to get out. So got to go up to my church and do a little bit of work in the handbell room, since the painters decided to rearrange the room and left it in a mess. And our handbell director's got to rehearse over the next couple of days. And then I've got to set her up for a performance on Sunday in church. So go figure, you know. Go ahead, Steve.
There are messy people amongst us.
Handbells sounds like a lot of fun to me. I've never tried them, although I love to hear them. I got to do Bible study tonight myself. I've been preparing yesterday, last evening, and a little bit today. So our pastor's on vacation, and since I'm the worship leader, I get to do Bible study. So I'm kind of looking forward to it, though. It's good for me. Forcing me to get in there and study. Later.
It sounded like something interfering right then, but I got all of that. Yeah, I actually got full-time invested in handbells last fall. During the summer, the ladies in charge of the handbells, my wife, when she was alive and could do it, she rang handbells for, oh gosh, years and years and years. In fact, she was in the original handbell choir for our church. And I went out for them, but I never, they had enough people, so I never stayed with it, and I wish I'd done it more, but I'm enjoying it now. Of course, right now, we're not doing much of anything. Like I said, I'm in my second year ringing these, so, and since I'm the only male on the in the handbell choir, yours truly gets to be the guy that handles all the heavy work of setting up moving tables, taking them down, setting them back up, and you know, and then the women in the choir, they get the director, she kind of takes care of making sure that all the pads are in the right place, the covers are on the tables, everything's out, and then the bells are put where they're supposed to be and all of that. So, but I enjoy doing it, or else I wouldn't do it. Go ahead, Steve.
I just have one thing to say to that. I believe in the Equal Rights Amendment.
I'm with you, Steve. I give you the benefit of the doubt. How about that?
That's that. And also, anyway, but, you know, it's a fun thing to do. W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Steve.
Intermod coming in and out of there occasionally. Have y'all read anything else on the sunspot activity?
VWA in the group, W4NWB. Not recently. I've watched that. There's a lady I watch every once in a while that does a solar report like once a week, and she was talking about we actually had, I think it's been like 2 or 3 weeks ago, we did have one sunspot that was causing a little activity, but not recently.
I haven't seen anything recent. Every now and again you'll hear someone talk about one sunspot or maybe two at the most, and they're few and far between, as they say. But, hopefully things will start picking up, because we did have that period here about a month ago when we had a little bit more activity. And hopefully we'll see more as we move towards the fall and we move more into the new cycle. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see what it does. I mean, no way we can change it ourselves. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, the reason I was curious is I got on 14240 yesterday afternoon about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and I was talking to Italy just like I'm talking to you guys right now, sitting in a seat next to me. It was great.
Usual on 20. You can do 20 to Europe a couple of times a day. It depends on timing and a little bit of, it didn't take a whole lot, though. I was trying to think. 20 is good about any time for a couple of, for a little ways, anyway. Hadn't been on 20 lately to see how it actually is, but I know we've had even some sporadic, probably some sporadic. Yeah, I know 6 was open probably, I don't know, what was it, about a month and a half ago, something like that. So we've had, you know, as in typical hot weather where the sun's directly overhead, we get a little bit of activity as well.
Been on the air, well, here, I'm usually on most nights on 40 and 75, but I was on 20 the other day, and I'll tell you what, it was strange, because normally 20 is a long, you hear people far away, but the other day, I was calling a net on 20 meters, and it was about 1 o'clock our time around here, you know, in the afternoon. And, boy, I'll tell you what, people within a 200-mile radius of me, I was hearing them like they were sitting in my front yard. But all the folks further away, that area was like halfway dead to me, so I wasn't catching them. But, you know, it's interesting as things go. The band changes. Example of that is the other night, I was on a 40-meter net that I was calling Saturday night. Guy went at check-in time, which I started taking pre-net check-ins about 7:30. And somebody relayed this guy into me, shortly before 8 o'clock. And I couldn't hear him at all. He was up in Michigan. And usually this guy comes booming into me like nobody's business. But nothing. I mean, halfway through the net, he was like he was sitting next to me in the room. And then by the time we got to the end of that, which was by the time we'd been on the net 3 hours, around 11 o'clock, 11:15, something like that, he was gone again. And that's what it was. So anyway, guys, I've reached my destination. I need to go inside and start figuring out what I'm going to do. And I'll catch all of you later. KN4VWA to take it. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango 73s.
Rusty, have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you later. And Robbie, I'm just about to destinate up at the house too, so just stay away from 357 and 358. They're doing road construction down there. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Have a good afternoon, Rusty. WU2T signed W4 and WB. No, I hadn't seen it directly, but I saw the project. That's the folks I work for, you know. So I'm hoping it's going to make traffic all around that Lyman area better. There's actually 3 intersections they're working on at the same time. But, yeah, it's going to be a mess for a little bit.
And for Excel. Hey, station. Copying the mail, doing some other things again as usual. And I heard you talking about the propagation. Back in, last May, I think it was, last year, whatever, went to the Huntsville Ham Fest and listened to a guy named K9LA. He was one of the better, well-known guys who talks about propagation talk. And he said something kind of interesting. He said that even though we're at the low end of the sun cycle, what happens to make propagation occur, like you just ran across, is cosmic rays. Usually they contribute very little, but without the sunspots screwing with our Earth's magnetic field, they actually hear more. And that also contributes to some of the 40 and 80 and 160 propagation. And being a contester, doing DX contests, it's not unusual to have 20 open and work 600-800 contacts during a weekend. I just use 100 watts in a beam. A lot of them, of course, are on 40, but 20 is open, so 15 and 10 quite a bit. N4XL.
WV, missed part of that. I don't know if somebody was keying up or you were not quite making a repeater, but yeah, that makes sense. I had never really thought about cosmic rays having that much influence, but I guess whatever it takes to excite the ionosphere and interact with the magnetic field, that's interesting. Good to know.
Pretty heavy inner mod now. I don't know where it's coming from. You got any idea, Robbie?
There's a lot of stuff around there, so it could be any hundreds of transmitters around there.
I'm trying to describe what I'm hearing. I'm hearing feedback.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Is that what you're hearing?
Nah, I don't think so. N4XL, I didn't catch your name there, but are you hearing anything like that?
Yeah, as you're talking about, and tail end on this quote, when rescue was keen and unkeen, I heard a little bit of what sounded like intermod to me, too. But I've got kind of a weak signal. I'm down here in Greenwood, a long way away, and I'll go ahead and let it go. Just wanted to jump in and throw in my two cents for it. Y'all have a good day. Forget the calls. Sorry about that. N4XL, be clear.
N4XL, have a good afternoon. And Robbie, I've guestinated, bud, so I'm going to jump off here, too. I will catch you a little bit later. I get to go play in my air-conditioned shops in my building, so have a good afternoon. W4, in, I forget which order it's in. Now, that's bolts and washers. I'll catch you later, bud. K4BWA, clear.
Okay, Steve, I'll give you another one to remember by. Whiskey 4, not worth beans. NWB. Have fun in your air-conditioned shed out there, and I'm about 2 miles from my destination, too, so thanks for talking me here. N4XL73, if you're still monitoring, too, and I'm going to go ahead and sign. So, y'all have a good afternoon. KN4VWA, sign. W4 and WB, clear.